loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Tom Morris today. Dwayne Russell is getting ready to call some footy this weekend. Some text messages coming through in the temper text. Radelaide is pumping, Tommy. They should embrace it. I agree. I'm not quite sure why they don't like to be referred to as Radelaide. I get that it's not the official name of the state, but I think it's a term of endearment. How do you play above your ability? I said that earlier. I think there's players that are talented and never quite reach their potential. And equally on the other side of the coin, I think there's players that aren't that talented that find something more within themselves to play above their natural ability. I think there's lots of examples of that. All right, our next guest is one of the best up-and-coming young sports journos in the country. He's just got a job at Fox Footy. His name is Will Faulkner, and he joins us on SEN Afternoons. Welcome to the show, Will.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
You are an Adelaide local. Before I talk to you about the story that you broke in the last 24 hours, gather round. Is it here to stay?
100%. I think South Australia has done it very, very well themselves. Obviously, in their second year, they've still got a couple more to come. I, myself, despite being South Australian, I haven't quite been able to get over there for it yet. So hopefully you get that off the bucket list in the next couple of years. But from all reports, they're doing a great job of it, and they certainly look like they are.
Well, just have a word to your boss, Benny Waterworth, and say get you on a flight over to Adelaide. I'm sure he'll pay for the airfares and the accommodation. Will, I want to talk about the story that you broke on the Fox Sports website, I think it was yesterday, regarding the Fremantle Dockers. And this second-tier competition within the AFL landscape is gaining some traction. We know that Port want to break away from the Sandful and join it. Can you give us an update on where it's at and exactly what you wrote?
Yeah, so just a bit of context. So Port have been pretty keen to join a national AFL reserves competition, very much like West Coast. Adelaide themselves being one of the four teams who aren't in that 14-team competition with the AFL clubs in Victoria, the AFL. They're also very keen on it. In other words, Fremantle looks to be the only team at the moment who don't want to become a part of a national AFL reserves competition. Their, I guess, unwillingness to do so probably comes up as a bit of a hurdle for Port Adelaide, West Coast and Adelaide in their endeavours to join a national competition. So there are 10 Victorian clubs, obviously, in the VFL, plus four other clubs across New South Wales and Queensland, being Brisbane, Gold Coast, GWS and Sydney. So there are 14 teams in the competition at the moment who are playing against themselves, their reserves, and there are four who aren't, the two in the Sandful in SA and also the two in WA in the Waffle. So Fremantle's unwillingness to want to join this competition might pose as a bit of a hurdle for the other three clubs who really want to break away from their state leagues and join the rest of the AFL clubs in playing against each other.
Why don't they?
Fremantle have quite a strong relationship with the Peel Thunder. So they joined them in the middle of the 2010s, around 2013, I think. And they were originally on a five-year agreement to basically play their reserves players with the Peel Thunder. The Peel Thunder, up until 2013, had been struggling greatly. They had been in the Waffle for 17 years and hadn't made finals once. With Fremantle's help and them playing their reserves players through the Peel Thunder, they then very quickly turned around, won back-to-back premierships in 2016 and 2017, not long after their alignment. And as a result, Fremantle feel that the way that it's working out for them in the reserves, they're very, very happy with it. The interesting part in all this is Peel Thunder's CEO last year was quoted saying that they were actually not against Fremantle breaking away from them. Peel Thunder's pretty keen to play their own talent through the Waffle, which obviously goes against Fremantle's best interest in blooding their talent on AFL lists through the Peel Thunder.
That's interesting. Yeah, okay. So there's still a bit of work to be done here so Freo can break away from Peel Thunder or stick with them, and that would obviously impact the national reserves competition. I do want to ask you about a debutant for the West Coast Eagles this weekend as well, another story you broke yesterday. Can you tell us about this young fella?
Yeah, Lock Rawlinson. He's from South Australia. He's a PAC boy. Played at Sturt in their under-18s team last year. Very, very good player. He's a crafty forward. He kicked three goals for the West Coast Eagles reserves on the weekend in the Waffle to go with his 14 disposals. He's very highly touted at West Coast. And I think while the club would like to give him more time in the reserves, he's clearly, the West Coast struggling at the moment in the AFL. He's become a part of their best 22 pretty quickly. So it's very exciting for Locke. I've only heard glowing reviews on him. But, it should be a very exciting game for him up in Mount Barker tomorrow against Sydney Swans.
Will, we appreciate your time on the show today.
Thank you very much for that, Tom.
Will Faulkner, Fox Footy Journo, talking about the AFL Reserves comp and also a debutant for the West Coast Eagles, Lachlan Rawlinson, who was pick one in last year's rookie draft. Just a couple of text messages coming through as well. Tommy, when I saw the picket bump live, I thought it'd be graded low and a fine, but I'm okay with that being a weak. That's from Jez. You're grading pickets hitters medium impact. For me, it was definitely low. That's another text. I think last year it would be low. This year it would be medium. This is an interesting one from Paul. Hi, Tom. Bailey Fritch never gets spoken about. He is a star. His forward craft is the best in the league. 8 disposals last night for 3 goals and 8 scoring involvements. Every disposal ended in a score involvement. Has that ever happened? I need to double check that with champion data. And not to mention he's leading the Coleman medal. A good text from Paul there in Melton. Bailey Fritch was quite early, but you're right. When he goes near the ball, something invariably happens. A question here from Dean. Do you think Nathan Fyfe is done? Taylor Walker, Brad Hill and Mitch Duncan. I think Nathan Fyfe's got more to offer. I think Taylor Walker is not the player he was last year, and I'm a bit worried about him. I know he's been injured, but Stephen May was far too good for him last night, even though Stephen May's been injured as well. I think Bradley Hill's got more to offer as well. I'm not sure he has that breakaway speed that he once had, but I think he's a craftier winger than what he was maybe a few years ago, Bradley Hill. And I also think that even though his next deal is not going to be a long-term deal, he can still be a valuable player for the Saints. And I certainly still think Mitch Duncan has something to offer as well. He's playing some very good footy for the Cats. These Geelong players just seem to age so beautifully, like a fine wine from the Barossa Valley. Of course, we are in South Australia. It is Gather Round, and Will Faulkner joined us for rjsanderson.com.au, personal and business tax experts. I'm really looking forward to chatting to Dan Hannabury after the break. He's going to analyse last night's game, look ahead to this weekend, and we might even talk some Sydney Swans as well and what's been going on there over the last 7 to 10 days. Stay with us on SEN Afternoons.